Grandpa wasn't even going to eat the bread. He was just looking at it. It won't do any good that way.
That's right. You have to eat it. And you have to eat the Bible, too. Hi, you're listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today. Now, hold on a minute. I don't mean that you actually rip pages from your Bible and chew them up and swallow them. But you can eat the Bible just by reading it every day and then actually using what you learn in your life. Memorizing verses is great, but it won't do you any good if you don't apply them, right? It's sort of like Psalm 119, verses 34 through 35. Help me understand your teachings and I will follow them. Obeying them will be my greatest desire. Help me follow your commands because that makes me happy. Our story today is called Bread to Eat. Hi, Grandpa, called Philip as he and Abigail ran up the porch steps to their grandpa's house. Hi yourself, answered Grandpa with a grin. What are you up to today? We got behind in learning our verses for Bible Club, said Abigail, so we have to learn a whole bunch of them today. Mom said we could take a break and come over here for a while. Yeah, said Philip. I just don't see how I'm going to remember all those verses. Grandpa smiled. Do you know your locker combination? He asked. And what about your address? Aren't they hard to remember? Philip shook his head. They're easy to remember because I use them all the time. I see, said Grandpa. In other words, we remember what we use in everyday life. He sniffed the air. I smell fresh bread. Abigail opened the sack she was carrying. Mom sent this loaf for you, she said. How nice! Grandpa took the bread and set it on the table next to the lamp. It looks good there, don't you think? He sat down on the sofa and looked at the bread. Philip stared at him. You're not going to leave it there, are you? Grandpa smiled and shrugged. What else should I do with it? Abigail threw up her hands. Eat it, of course. Just letting it sit there isn't going to do you any good. Grandpa nodded. I agree. Bread doesn't do us any good if it's left on the table, and the Bible doesn't do us any good if it's left on the bookshelf. I'll eat this bread and get energy from it, and if you regularly eat God's Word, if you read it and apply it to your life, it will help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. So keep learning those verses. The more you think about them and apply them to your everyday life, the easier they'll be to remember. Okay, Grandpa, said Philip. We'll keep eating God's Word and ask Him to use it to help us grow. Good, Grandpa picked up the loaf. And now I'm going to eat some of your mother's bread and it will help me grow around the middle. He patted his stomach and they all laughed. So how about you? Where is your spiritual bread? Are you eating it or is it just lying on a shelf? If you haven't been reading the Bible, why not start now? Ask God to give you encouragement and direction as you think about what you read in His Word and apply it to your life. Then trust Him to use it to help you grow. And now our key verse.
Psalm 119:133. Direct my steps by your word.
And our key thought today. Read and learn from God's Word. Did you know that you can read the Keys for Kids stories every single day on your Nook or Kindle? And there's more than just the stories, you can find the activities too. Grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org and then click shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a great way to have story time with God every day. So jump into His Word with Keys for Kids and get the ebook at keysforkids.org/shop. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids today. Don't forget to share it with a friend, and we'll catch you right back here tomorrow.